This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Kanye West was guilty of trumping while black about a year ago. He was trumping while black. So the thought police had to throw him in the gulag, and he was silent for a little while. Now he's back. He's saying he loves Trump. He likes the way that Candace Owen thinks, and the entire entertainment industry is freaking out because their propaganda only works if it has the facade of unanimity behind it, of the entire Hollywood and entertainment industry is behind hating Trump, he's bad. Well, if one steps out of line, oh my gosh, it could trigger free thinking. We can't have that. We have to get Kanye back in line. So then Stephen Colbert on his show last night says Kanye West has lost his mind for supporting Trump. So, of course, the black man decides to think freely and leave it to the white man to just kick him right back down and put him back in line. That's Stephen Colbert. The black man, Kanye West, thinks freely, and then the white man kicks him back into line. Stephen Colbert says he's lost his mind. We went out on the streets of Austin, Texas, and thought, I wonder what the students at UT think about all this.
Like, I am a god. Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
Let the bass kick.
Let the bass kick.
This is Savannah Hernandez with InfoWars. Today we're on UT's campus to talk to students about what they think about the recent controversy surrounding Kanye West's tweets and his support of Candace Owens. Let's go see what people think.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Kanye just tweeted a picture of himself wearing a Make America Great Again hat. What do you think about that?
Didn't he come out as pro-Trump? I mean, so he's pro-Trump.
What do you think about that?
I didn't really have an opinion at any way to begin. I listened to Kanye before Trump ran for election, so.
So his political views don't sway your opinion of him at all?
Not necessarily Kanye. I feel like a political opinion can sway your opinion of a lot of celebrities and entertainers, but Kanye is kind of like Kanye, where he's just too big to fail. So it's just kind of like that. I mean, he could come out and say whatever he wants. I feel like people are still going to listen to him.
I think it's perfectly fine. Dude's, he's given out his First Amendment rights to discuss what political candidates he likes. I think it's perfectly fine, you know? I know there's some people who are freaking out about it, but it's like, to be honest, we live in a democracy, so it's like, I'd expect our, I'd expect people in high positions to give their opinions. It's just that what's happening is people don't like the fact that he's not supporting the guy that they like.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. I like his music, but I don't appreciate that as a Kanye fan. That's not what's up. I don't know. I'm kind of questioning now whether or not to continue supporting him. I don't know. I haven't really invested in much of his stuff lately. I mean, I listen to his music, some of his older stuff, but I mean, I don't know. We'll see about what he's produced, you know, what's come out lately and everything like that. So I don't know. I'm not really a fan of that, that he's supporting Trump.
I mean, he has his own political affiliations, so that's cool. I mean, it's a good thing, I think, that he's not falling under what a lot of celebrities seem to be saying, and he's speaking out for a different political affiliation.
Yeah, so he actually recently tweeted, you know, we have freedom of speech, but we don't have freedom of thought. What do you think about that?
Well, if he's speaking about censorship in the media and certain platforms, then I get what he's saying, but I mean, we could still think whatever we want. We don't have a police, like, attacking citizens or incarcerating citizens because of certain thoughts. Maybe some European countries have that going on, but we don't have that in the United States currently.
Can I ask you guys a couple questions about the controversy surrounding Kanye West and his recent tweets and support of Candace Owens?
I have not read anything about that. I'm sorry.
You ain't been doing the education.
Bro.
You ain't been doing the education.
Kanye. I don't
want to be insulting, but I don't think Kanye himself really understands what Trump is doing. He just sees, like, the few little things that they show on CNN and stuff, and he supports that, which is not good. Because if you're going to be somebody's supporter, you have to do your research and do your background information about that person. But that's just my personal opinion. Yeah. He probably could know, but I'm just saying, because honestly, I don't think anybody that really truly understands what Trump is doing, especially with the stuff in Syria, we're really trying to support his actions. But that's just...
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
There's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
He just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really just is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, Infowars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm pinch hitting. I'm Roger Stone, your host for the next hour. And joining me in hosting our next hour is Matt Brackett. We are delighted to be with you. So much in the news. There he is, Matt Bracken. Welcome back.
Welcome back, yes. Good to see you.
So, some substantial news today regarding the John F. Kennedy assassination. The president, in accordance with the 1994 JFK Document Release Act, ordered the release of the remaining 19,045 documents pertaining to the murder of the president. No document was completely withheld in full upon the president's orders, and redactions based on the president's instructions are only to regard those who are currently living. Interestingly enough, the intelligence agencies had requested a further delay. The president ordered them to be extremely circumspect in recommending any further postponement, and he said the material that has been withheld to date is to be re-reviewed by October 26, 2021, not that far away, to determine whether there's any continuing use, reason why this government
information should be withheld. Now, in the past, we have learned an extraordinary amount about the JFK assassination from these released documents. For example, we learned that the KGB had conducted their own independent investigation into the John F. Kennedy assassination and had determined that Lyndon Johnson was the perp. We actually saw in the government released records a memo from J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, to President Johnson informing him of that. We also learned that the French intelligence conducted their own independent review at the request of Jacqueline Kennedy. They also concurred that Lyndon Johnson was a major orchestrator of the plot. We learned that President Lyndon Johnson belonged to the Ku Klux Klan early in his congressional career. We learned about George H.W. Bush's presence in Dallas on the 21st and 22nd of November 1963. For 30 years, former President George Bush said that he couldn't remember where he was that day. Matt Bracken will tell you everyone remembers where they were that day. Anybody who was old enough to think. But we also saw in the release documents memos between George H.W. Bush, who called the Houston FBI minutes after the president was shot, essentially to establish an alibi, saying that he was speaking in Tyler, Texas, and then leading the FBI on a wild goose chase regarding a young Republican in Harris County that he said may or may not have made threats against the president. I think Russ Baker, in his terrific book on the Bushes, highlighted this revelation. So I have not had an opportunity to examine the material that was released today, but so far it is consistent with everything the president told me he would do. He favors transparency. Why, you may ask, would the intelligence agencies be opposed to the release of this material, particularly since those involved in these events 55 years ago are almost certainly dead and no longer with us? Well, the real reason, I think, is because they don't want to expose their methods. They leaked then, they leak now. They fabricate things then, they fabricate things now. They assassinate then, they still assassinate today. So it is. It speaks to the foundations of our rogue intelligence agencies. This is a monumental decision by the president today. Some will criticize the redactions, but I would point out that the 1994 John F. Kennedy Records Release Act requires that the archives and the intelligence agencies publish in writing the reasons for any withholdings or redactions in the Federal Register. They have not yet done that. I have urged Senator Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, who has been a real crusader for transparency on this issue, to look into the failure of the intelligence agencies to explain their redactions to date. Matt, do you have any reaction here to the JFK revelations?
Well, I'm glad that Trump is leaning towards disclosure. I'll note that researchers that have been trying to follow up on a lot of untied threads of the communist networks operating in the 50s and 60s find that the archives are missing information, that physical documents had been taken out and misplaced or destroyed. So when they try to do the, you know, go back and look at these documents, they can't find them. I don't know if all of these documents have been kept in secure places, or if you know, people like Sandy Berger, who was trying to clean up behind Bill Clinton, you know, going into I guess the Library of Congress or to remove damaging information. It'll be interesting to see what damaging information is still left, or if it's been sanitized.
Yeah, you bring up a famous incident in which Berger went into the National Archives. They assign a docent who spends time with you. He tells the docent, I have to take a classified telephone call. Can you step out? While he steps out, Berger takes documents, shoves them down the front of his pants, and leaves. How much time did he spend in jail for this crime? None. Zero. But he was trying to cover up the fact that Bill Clinton could have taken out bin Laden, had the opportunity, and passed on it. You remind me of that. Now, it's also interesting that the National Archives last November released 667 documents ahead of the August deadline, or pardon me, the July deadline, and almost all of those documents were heavily redacted. I almost wonder whether that was a test to see what public reaction would be. The 96 documents released on that day are completely and totally worthless to scholars or researchers or reporters trying to figure out what happened on November 22nd, 1963. It was not until after that that the president became aware of his responsibilities under the 1994 Act and ordered the release of these documents to the consternation of our intelligence services. Good move today by President Donald Trump. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show with my friend Matt Bracken, and we'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Sanitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. We were involved in a discussion with Matt Bracken regarding the release of the JFK assassination documents this morning by President Donald Trump, but we kind of segued into a broader conversation addressing an interview that the president gave to Fox and Friends this morning, in which he intimated, in response to a question regarding Russian collusion, that he is close to taking control of his own Justice Department. Matt and I agree that it's long past time that he do that. And then last week, you had the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, saying publicly that if the president fired Rod Rosenstein, the number two man in the department, but really the de facto Attorney General today, well, that he, Sessions, would step down. He seemed to back off that slightly, but make my day. I mean, Matt, please make my day. The amount of power the president has, I'm not sure he really understands. The Justice Department is an extension of the executive branch. He has full authority to direct their activities. But what we have instead is the Trump Justice Department ignoring the crimes of the Clintons and the Obamas that include unconstitutional illegal surveillance, the creation of fabricated evidence for the purposes of rationalizing that surveillance, the disappearance of records, the misappropriation of monies. All of those crimes, including the crimes of the Clinton Foundation, go unexplored. The sale of 20% of our uranium stock unscathed. Meanwhile, we have a witch hunt looking into the Trump campaign and Trump's many associates without yet today a scintilla of evidence of Russian collusion, conspiracy, or coordination. Matt, what's your take?
Yeah, I think that the key, the Rosetta Stone of this is to understand how did Rosenstein become the acting Attorney General? Who put him forward for that? If we understood the machinations behind his being installed as deputy, I think we'll understand the larger outlines of this plot, because clearly he was put in there to trigger Trump to fire Comey, and then that would trigger a special counsel where he would name Comey's friend Robert Mueller. These are all corruptocrats. Rosenstein, Mueller, and Weissman all could go to prison for Uranium One. This, to me, gives them a strong motive to try to take out Trump. If there's an honest investigation into the last 10 years of the Uranium One scandal, we're talking $145 million going to the Clinton Foundation. That's not chicken feed. You know, if you withheld $1,400 from the IRS, they want their money. $145 million, and there's no investigation, and Mueller, Rosenstein, and Weissman, who are all involved in that, hold the key to Trump's future. It's just crazy. This morning, the president said that he might be soon taking over the reins of the DOJ. I'd like to see President Trump and Devin Nunes marching into the Department of Justice with U.S. Marshals saying, we're going to take the records out. We've got dollies. We've got some, you know, the workers behind us. We're removing them now. Are you rejecting an order from your president that runs this building? And do the same thing at the FBI. And anybody who stands in front of those records and says, you can't have them, handcuff them. Take the records out. You know, one of the biggest aspects of this scandal that has gotten almost no attention is that Strzok is a social friend of the FISA court judge Rudy Contreras. I mean, I love Sean Hannity, but he's always saying, boy, those FISA judges must be really mad that they were used. How do we know they were used? They might have been cooperating and planning this all along. There's that redacted email or text that says, we're going to have a meeting with Judge Rudy, but we need to make it a cocktail party and invite more people for cover for action. Cover for action is a term of tradecraft. That means, how do we give ourselves a plausible reason for meeting somebody? Otherwise, it would be just a clandestine meeting between spies. We need to do it with a cover for action. This, to me, is a flagrant admission of guilty intent to meet the FISA judge out of church, you know, out of business hours to set this whole thing up. If the FISA court is as corrupt as the FBI is, where are we today? We've got a communist running the CIA by his own admission, voted for a communist in 1980 at the height of the Cold War, John Brennan. I mean, we've got Clapper lying repeatedly to Congress. They forget who runs who. Congress created the NSA. Congress created the CIA. Now they're off the leash. They've gone rogue. And they're trying to take out the president that's trying to put their collar back on. I mean, we are in the middle of a bureaucratic civil war right now. Nobody's being shot as of now. But day by day, I expect canoe accidents, Fort Marcy Park bodies to be found, Admiral Borda suicides, because we're getting down to that period of this where there are people who are saying, if this guy testifies, I'm going to prison. It's time for an accident. You know, somebody's Mercedes is going to be Bluetooth enabled into a tree at 100 miles an hour, like Michael Hastings, after he had his sights set on John Brennan following his takedown of General Stanley McChrystal. I mean, these guys will stop at nothing at this point. And, you know, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg above the water. But believe me, the sharks are circling down below. And, you know, there's blood in the water right now. With these Strzok Page texts about to come out, literally anything could happen, including a false flag attack diversion. You know, some lunatic could be let off the FBI could drop the ball again in order to create a momentous distraction, just as some of these you know, more revelations about the corruption in the FBI and DOJ come out. Not to mention people like Brennan and Clapper. They're capable of doing literally anything.
Matt, I think that's a very, very good analysis of the situation. I want to remind our listeners and our viewers that we here at InfoWars are completely and totally funded by you. We have no rich conservative fat cats sitting in the wings writing us big checks. That's why I need you to go to the InfoWars.com site now and look at some of these extraordinary specials. We are the cutting edge when it comes to modern nutraceuticals. I particularly like Brain Force Plus. This show would not be possible without Brain Force Plus. I'm now stacking it with the red pill, which I think is the single best vitamin and mineral combination that I have found. They call this the body and mind combo. It is a great stack, and right now, $29.95 for Brain Force Plus. I find that this gives me mental clarity and mental energy around 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I start to flag. But the good news is it doesn't keep you up at night. You're not wired like you are with some of these energy drinks. So please take a moment, go to the InfoWars.com store. You're on the Alex Jones Show with Roger Stone and Matt Bracken, and we'll be right back.
scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. The Talking Heads bringing us in there. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, and you're at Freedom Command Central. It's The Alex Jones Show. In our last segment, Matt Bracken made a very good point. It was the Congress that created the NSA, created the Central Intelligence Agency, created all these alphabet soup intelligence and national security agencies. Now we see a new phenomena with an extraordinarily disproportionate number of people from intelligence or military intelligence backgrounds now running for the Congress as Democrats. One quarter of all Democratic challengers in competitive House districts have military or intelligence backgrounds. Intelligence backgrounds, by far the largest subgroup category of avocation. National security operatives, 57, lawyers, 45, government officials, 35, corporate executives, businessmen, and wealthy individuals, 30, and other professionals, 19. Put it another way, in the 102 primary elections recently held, 44 involved candidates with military intelligence backgrounds. Military intelligence candidates count for 10 of the 22 most competitive districts in the country. To me, this smacks of a separation of power issue. What we see here is a clear trend of intelligence types seeking to invade the Congress in order to subvert that body and, subvert the oversight authority of the Congress over our rogue intelligence agencies. Interestingly enough, you see no comparable move among Republican challengers. This is extraordinary. Matt, your thoughts?
Yeah, the congressional oversight, you mean what's left of it? It's like,
yes,
a toothless puppy trying to, you know, pull down a pit bull, because theoretically the toothless puppy is in charge of the pit bull. But, you know, when the CIA, remember, was not supposed to operate inside of the United States, because the fear was that they would begin to run intelligence operations here, and that would morph into exactly what we have seen, which is the tools of intelligence operations as opposed to intelligence gathering, intelligence operations being used at home, which is essentially what the frame-up of Donald Trump is. It's a rogue intelligence operation starting with the end desire to get rid of Donald Trump before he can destroy the deep state, and then working backward from there to fabricate the Steele dossier, take it to a probably corrupt FISA court, which would rubber stamp it, and they'd be off to the races. So that's at the national level. But at every other level, if these intelligence agencies think they're going to have a friendly operator now in congressional camouflage, what kind of help are they going to give them? You know, there's often a non-clear and intentionally non-clear distinction between active duty serving intelligence officers, retired, former, contract, especially, you know, et cetera. This is how in the past former Green Berets and SEALs, they've been approached by people that they knew a decade earlier in some war zone as a CIA officer. And they don't always say clearly whether they are working under official orders or if they're now private, because there's this gray area where the active intelligence officers will get out, but they're still really in. It's called sheep dipping, for one word for it. They're actually still in, but they pretend to be private citizens.
Yep.
So these former Green Berets and SEALs, they never know when they're dealing with some guy that they met long ago as a CIA officer, if the guy is legitimately acting on orders or if he's gone rogue and he's operating under his own auspices. This is how, for example, if when Michael Hastings' Mercedes blew up, you know, at full speed, I don't think that there's ever going to be a paper trail back to the CIA. But it's sort of like, who will rid me of this troublesome priest? The intention is declared, and people that want to curry favor, the cutouts working with cutouts, eventually the action takes place. You know, and this has now come back to the United States. It was in 1963, Truman wrote a letter to the Washington Post that was actually literally pulled out of the Washington Post for decades afterwards, you know, explaining his fears that the CIA would become a Frankenstein monster, or already had become a Frankenstein monster. That was in December of 63 he wrote that. Curious timing. Yeah, right after the assassination.
The letter ran for one edition, and then it was pulled. Truman said that signing the CIA into law was the biggest single mistake he ever made.
Right.
I am very interested in the question of the FISA court warrants because the New York Times reported on January 20th, 2017, that I was the subject of a FISA warrant along with Paul Manafort and Carter Page. A number of things that have happened since then that lead me to believe that the government has full access to my email and my communications. Therefore, today I filed a freedom of information request with approximately 40 different agencies of the government seeking information as to whether I was the subject to a FISA warrant. This is a precursor to a lawsuit. You have to ask formally and then be denied, which is what I expect, and then we'll move to the second stage. I do know that the government continues to deny that Paul Manafort was ever under surveillance, even though the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times have all reported otherwise. And then there is the curious question of Carter Page. The appointment of a U.S. attorney in Utah to look into the FISA abuses is a head fake, in my opinion. It's not that Huber, the man appointed, is not a good man. I think he may be. He's been given no budget and no authority, unlike Robert Mueller. Therefore, I expect his probe to be very narrow. Also, I'm mindful of what happened when the House Committee on Assassinations attempted to investigate the FBI, the Secret Service, and the CIA. They were stonewalled. As Mr. Huber will be stonewalled. This was to take the pressure off of Jeff Sessions for his failure to appoint a second special prosecutor to look into the FISA warrant abuses, the Steele dossier, and that whole ugly story, which seems to me to lead right back to the Hillary Clinton campaign, but thanks to Peter Strzok's text message, leads us right back to Barack Obama. What did the president know? And when did he know it? Pat?
Yeah, I think that partly they're trying to protect the upper echelons. But, you know, if McCabe, he gets threatened, I think his terminology was something like burn the whole damn house down if he's indicted. If he's going to make the claim that he was acting under orders, that he was, you know, in cooperating with Comey and Obama and indirectly Clapper and Brennan. You know, if he starts pointing fingers that high, I think that he's going to need another level of life insurance. And I would advise him strictly to not go bicycling or canoeing or jogging in Fort Marcy Park, because I think that the man would be at serious risk of being Michael Hastinged. Very serious risk.
The other question that interests me today is a discrepancy. Yesterday, True Pundit, who I found has had a terrific record of accuracy, said that the Russian woman lawyer, whose name I can never pronounce properly, Veselnitskaya, was allowed into the country at the time of her famous meeting with Donald Trump Jr. on a special visa that was approved by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. We will come back and review this question on the other side.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. You're at the right place. That's right. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I'm your host, Roger Stone. Joining me, Matt Bracken. If you like the expanded coverage at InfoWars, if you're enjoying the real news with David Knight in the mornings, the iconic Alex Jones Show midday, and, of course, the War Room with my colleague Owen Schroyer, please remember that we are completely listener and viewer supported here at InfoWars, and we face the greatest challenge we have ever faced. If you're a regular listener, you know about the spate of lawsuits that have been filed against InfoWars, every one of them baseless, every one of them meritless, every one of them bogus, but designed to generate negative headlines and enormous legal bills. Then they take those headlines and they use them as the rationale to remove us from the internet, remove us from YouTube, from Facebook, from Google, and so on. The costs are astronomical and they're only rising. Why? Because Alex Jones is a fighter, and he will fight every one of these lawsuits with truth. because the truth in the end will win. But that doesn't mean that it isn't expensive. So we need you to go to the InfoWars store now and look at some of our terrific products. Not only do we have our cutting-edge nutraceuticals, where Alex Jones and his team of scientists take the very best of ancient Chinese medicine, in practice for centuries, combining it with cutting-edge new nutraceuticals to bring you formulas that are really effective. And you can compare our prices with the competitor, say Whole Foods, and you'll find that our prices are lower, but our products are superior. You'll find no fillers, you'll find no secondary ingredients. Everything that they put forward has been rigorously tested. And if you don't believe it, go to the testimonials where you have literally thousands, in some cases, of satisfied customers, whether it is BrainForce Plus, whether it is the Red Pill. These are some of my favorites. I also like the whey protein. Finding good whey protein that doesn't taste like gasoline is a challenge. The one we sell at InfoWars is one of the best. But please, when you go to the site, you're not only helping yourself. As Alex Jones liked to say, it's a 360-degree win. You win and we win because Alex Jones pumps the money back into InfoWars to pay for our expanded coverage here. So please, folks, do us a favor, do yourself a favor, stand up for the First Amendment, kick George Soros right in the derriere, go to the website now and order some of these terrific products. So we were talking about how this woman, Russian lawyer, Vesel Nitskaya, got into the country, Matt. And what's interesting is that the True Pundit reported that she had a special visa that was approved by U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara. But then Reuters came out with a story almost immediately contradicting that, saying that Bharara had denied her a visa, but then going on to say that the State Department gave her a special visa anyway in June of 2016. What it doesn't tell us is who approved that visa. She was denied a visa because she was not a witness or central to a legal case in which she had a client going on in New York. She had been denied, she had been approved for a temporary visa on three separate previous occasions by the U.S. attorney. The question seems to me to remain, who let this woman in the country? She clearly came here for the purposes of setting up Donald Trump Jr., who's a great man and a good patriot. But this question is vexing. Do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I'd like to discuss a little bit about that Donald Jr. meeting. To me, this all smacks of an active intelligence operation against the president. And what they'll do is operate on multiple tracks, because you don't know which of the plans is going to, you know, be a fizzle or a hang fire, and which is going to be the one that takes off and succeeds. So you might try five or six different parallel operations. One of them was the Donald Jr. meeting. It didn't matter if they talked about badminton. The fact that they were in the same room would be then spun into the false narrative of Russian collusion. Another one was Carter Page. He's a deep, good, decent man. He was in Moscow on, you know, many times on business. That's enough. The fact that he was in Moscow, that can be spun into a false narrative. And the other one is Papadopoulos. This is the most flagrant to me. He happens, of all the people in London, this is what, a city of many millions? He just happened to sit down at a bar. Talk about winning back-to-back Powerballs. He happens to sit down with the High Commissioner to Britain from Australia and allegedly talked about Russian espionage just purely by coincidence. And then it turns out that this guy, Alexander Downer, is a major bungler for the Hillary Clinton Foundation. We don't know what his angle was in doing so, getting Australians to donate to the Hillary Clinton Foundation, to the Clinton Foundation, Family Foundation, whatever it's called. So this, to me, smacks of an intelligence operation where he's vectored to Papadopoulos. Doesn't matter if they spoke to each other for 2 minutes about football scores, American or British. It can then be spun as a meeting where this wonderful guy, Alexander Downer, just happened to hear Papadopoulos talking about Russian collusion. This, to me, is like if somebody said, hey, my neighbor, he's won 10 lotteries in a row, I would have to be an idiot to actually believe that.
Now, if I saw the checks, I'd say, then the fix is in. This was all a setup. The Donald Jr. meeting, the London meeting with the Australian High Commissioner, who just happens to be all tied to the Clinton Foundation, and then going after Carter Page. Remember, it wasn't just a bug and wiretap Carter Page. He was the conduit into the entire Trump campaign. Once they had the FISA warrant on Carter Page, all of his contacts were fair game. And that means going back in time because it's all archived. Everything is saved. So, yeah, this to me was an intelligence operation from go. They assumed that Hillary would win and it would all be covered up. You know, that this would be used to sabotage the election. But then he actually won, and now they're desperate to cover their tracks because people can definitely go to jail for this or be killed. You know, Andrew McCabe, you'd better have a powerful force field around you, my friend, because there are people that will take you out. I mean, I'm talking about people that do wet jobs, do wet work for a living. They will have you taken out.
Well, of course, Matt, we pray that you're wrong, but you don't seem to believe in coincidence. Look,
no.
Both Papadopoulos and Carter Page were so low in the food chain. Neither one of them was a paid staffer. Neither one of them had a credential to get into the headquarters. Neither one of them had any status. They were both volunteers in what was a foreign policy committee with over 100 members, essentially put together for the purposes of a press release. Carter Page may be a perfectly nice guy, but to refer to him as a foreign policy advisor for Donald Trump is a bit of a stretch. In the case of Papadopoulos, it's even more of a stretch. So I tend to agree with you that those two operations are highly suspicious. The meeting in Donald Trump Jr.'s office, which is allegedly to get negative information regarding Hillary, she has none, produces none, ends up being a discussion of adoption law. It's a setup, very clearly a setup. And there is no crime there. There's no wrongdoing there. Don Jr. didn't do anything wrong. We don't know anything about this woman lawyer other than the fact that she's connected to Fusion GPS. How incredibly coincidental that she's worked with them.
Extraordinary. And now they're talking about Brennan's secret trip to Moscow in 2016. You know, the guy that voted for the communist in 1980 as an adult.
Well,
and
also the guy,
the CIA.
Also the guy who spied on a Senate committee looking into torture by the CIA and then lied about it under oath, an Islamic convert, John Brennan. I think you will find, I have a long piece at InfoWars you can pull up. I think he's the chief perp. He's the guy who starts suggesting Russian collusion long before it's a popular term. In fact, he's predicted it seemingly before it's ever allegedly happened. So
that's
I want to thank Matt Bracken for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and I want to ask you one more time to remember that we face the greatest challenge we have ever faced at InfoWars. There is an effort to strangle us. There is an effort to kill our First Amendment rights, to wipe us off the internet, and literally shut us down. Alex Jones is working double time to prevent that, but we need your help. So please go to the InfoWars.com store now. Check these extraordinary specials, particularly like the Super Blue Oral line of products now on special, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the gargle. My wife is a big aficionado of these. It's the best whitening agent she has found. But find a product that works for you or look at our books or t-shirts. We need your help. God bless you and God bless America. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight
weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, going to